Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Also, you can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got Eddie House, NBA champion, college graduate, all-around good guy, former three-point sniper, coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. But first, as we do it every year, now, all of you guys who like to bet, I don't bet personally. Like, not, you know, I bet food and junk with Rob, some sneakers or whatever. I don't bet money. But all you guys that do bet, write down my picks. All right? Write down my preseason picks if you want to win some kadoosh. Because I've picked the Super Bowl champion the last 2 years. That's right. And I'm about to do so again. So get ready for my and Rob's Odd Couple NFL preseason predictions.
That's right. It is the Odd Couple annual preseason NFL predictions. I'm surprised Chris is so excited about his Super Bowl pick, considering Rob kind of wiped the floor with him with the divisional picks.
I was about the playoffs last year, but now because Rob was talking so much junk, I'm going all out in the regular season this year.
All right, now you know this works, guys. We're picking the division winners, the wild card participants, and the major rewards and the Super Bowl champion. Now, again, looking back to last season, Rob Parker was hitting pretty good picking the divisional winners, but he did not have the Super Bowl champion. He had the Packers. Chris didn't do well in the division rounds, but he had the Chiefs all the way, no question about it, and it came true. So we'll see if he can get it going for 3 years in a row. We're going to get it started in the AFC with
AFC West.
All right. Am I first on this? I mean, this one's obvious. Kansas City Chiefs. Even Rob will agree with that.
By default, Kansas City Chiefs. No competition.
Default.
There's no competition in that division.
Even
all.
If there was, you know.
Come on. There's no competition.
I feel like you guys are missing the Raiders as a wild card team, but that's fine.
Well, we're going to get to our wild card teams, right?
Well, if you have a wild card from each division, you got to listen to here because we do not have the money for the wild card.
So you want the winner of each division. Then after that, we'll pick the three wild card teams,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, okay, we just know that we did not have money for the jingle for the wild card. Okay. We ran out of cash. All right, we keep it moving now, sticking in the AFC with
AFC East.
I've got, and surprisingly, I think I'm one of the few. New England! Bill Belichick's the GOAT coach. He's got Cam Newton in quarterback. Now, I know Cam doesn't have many weapons, but let's keep it real. There were many years in Carolina he didn't have many weapons. This dude has a chip on his shoulder the size of Mount Rushmore. He's about to come out and ball. And the defense is going to be fine, even though they lost a few starters because they didn't want to play because of COVID. The Patriots will shock people. I've seen people say they'll win as few as 5 games. Are they nuts? Patriots win the division.
I know everybody and their uncle is picking the Buffalo Bills, and I get it. They made the playoffs last year. But I think there's one team that must win the division and must progress. Otherwise, again, heads will roll. So I'm going to go outside the box and pick the New York Jetropolitans. Adam Gase is fighting for his coaching career. And Darnold, and who was sick last year, missed a number of games. But the Jets won, I think, 7 of their last 9 games last year. I'm going to pick the Jets. To win the division.
That's a bold strategy, Rob, considering you picked the Jets last year to make the playoffs, and that didn't really work out for you.
I thought you might go with the Dolphins. Yeah. Dolphins will be much improved.
All right, so we move on now. Kicking in the AFC again, we move on to
AFC South.
Look, I'm going with Tennessee. This was a tough one. I thought about the Colts. I like Frank Reich as a coach, especially with quarterbacks. Obviously, he's worked with Phillip Rivers before. But, you know, Rivers just might be old. I mean, I know a lot of people expect him to play well in a new setting. But I think he's not mobile in the least bit. And he might take some shots. And I just think Father Time may have caught up with him. But I did consider him. And then Houston, they got a sneaky little receiving core and skill position players, even though they lost DeAndre Hopkins. But I think Mike Vrabel in Tennessee is a really good coach. I'm hesitant on this one because I don't really believe in Ryan Tannehill. But Derrick Henry, I don't think he's taken a ton of licks yet. You know, he started slower to his career. So I think he can have they're going to have a ball control offense. Defense will play well. I'm going with Tennessee.
I'm going to pick the Colts. And I just think Tennessee will be very, very difficult to repeat the magic that they had a year ago. And I just think people, they won't surprise anybody. I'm not a big Phillip Rivers fan, but if I remember correctly, the Colts lost a lot of games. Their kicker missed a lot of kicks that hurt them. But they have a pretty good team. So I'm going to go with the Colts. I'm going to go outside the box and not think that it's going to be the Titans this year. And Indianapolis wins the division.
Little shocking. Neither of you guys picked the best quarterback in that division. But
right.
We'll find out. We keep it moving, staying in the AFC. I think we know who's going to win this one. But
AFC North.
Yeah, it's obvious. Baltimore. I mean, look, they got a tremendous defense. I mean, spectacular defense. I don't think Lamar will do what he did last year, but I still think he'll have a strong year. Really excited to see or intrigued to see if he's improved on passing to his wideouts. If he has, like if he makes the jump this year that he made last year in his passing, and that jump would be throwing outside the numbers, then I think, or the hashes, I think the dude is really going to be have a great year, and so will the team. But they're going to be great anyway, so Baltimore.
I know Colin picked them to be 16-0. I'm not that high on them, but of course they're going to win the division. They're going to continue to do what they've done. I don't think Lamar Jackson will be solved this year. And I'm expecting big things from the Ravens. So I think last year I picked them to win the division, and I knew that they were on their way. I think they'll be even better this year.
All right. Quick recap here in the AFC. Chris and Rob picking divisional winners. They both got the Chiefs in the AFC West. In the East, Chris got the Patriots. Rob's got the Jetropolitans. In the South, nobody's picking Deshaun Watson because Chris got the Titans. Rob got the Colts, and they both got the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North. So we move on to the NFC. We get it started with
NFC West.
I am going with the San Francisco 49ers in a hard-fought battle with Seattle. But the defense is stellar, obviously. And Jimmy Garoppolo, he wins. I mean, okay, he's not Joe Montana, but the dude can win. I mean, that's been proven. That team turned around immediately when he got there, struggled when he got hurt. He comes back, and they're great again. So I got the 49ers. Rob Parker.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm trying to. I was looking at my notes. I'm going to go with Seattle. I just think, again, the 49ers put on a magical season. So hard to duplicate in the NFL. Seattle was good as well. I'm going to go with the veteran, Russell Wilson, his ability, and I think they're putting it all on the table this year. They're running out of time in Seattle with Pete Carroll. I say they win the NFC West.
All right, we keep it moving, guys. Sticking in the AFC, moving over to Chris's division. That would be the
NFC East.
Big D, little A, double L-A-S. Yes, and I'm saying it with my chest. Dallas Cowboys, Rob Parker, mark it down. I know you got Philly. Your boys are in trouble. Dak Prescott's got three receivers to throw the football to. Ezekiel Elliott is upset because people have, said he's falling off. He's not what he used to be. They got a legitimate coach, a Super Bowl coach. Man, the Dallas Cowboys are winning the NFC East.
I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Shocker.
Shocker that you picked the Cowboys. I mean, that talk about front runner and picking the obvious.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Cowboys?
You pick the obvious.
That's
all
obvious?
The time.
Why did you pick them then?
Everybody picks the Cowboys. They pick them
not
every
really.
Year.
Not
yes, they
really.
Do. They picked them to go to the Super Bowl last year. I thought you did. But anyway, I'm going to go with the Eagles. Carson Wentz, what he was able to do a year ago. No way they can be in the same injury kind of plague season that they had last year. And they still won the division. I think that luck will finally be on their side. They'll have a healthy team. And they'll win the division. And I don't see the Cowboys winning the division. I think it'll be a struggle despite all the weapons they talk about. They still have the same quarterback at the top.
Fun fact, you guys have picked the same divisional winners the last three seasons, Cowboys and Eagles, each of you.
Really?
It's embarrassing. All right, we move on, staying in the NFC.
But there's no other team in the division.
Giants, well, I mean, the Washington football team.
I mean, Washington and the Giants. I mean, what other choice do
you
have?
I don't even have a name, that's let alone fair. A chance to win the division.
All right, the most talked about division in football.
NFC South.
I think you guys are going to be surprised at my answer here. I got New Orleans. I think the Saints, I think this is Drew Brees' last go-round. He'll probably be in the broadcasting booth after this season. They're going to sign, if they haven't already, Alvin Kamara long-term. Pay him the money. He's going to be happy. You know, he's out to – he hasn't been quite as good last year as he has been in the past. So I think he's out to have a bounce-back year. I got the Saints winning that division.
I have the Saints winning the division as well. We know that they're loaded. They have the best receiver in football. They can run the football. What can't they do? Sean Payton's an excellent coach. I know everybody's excited about Tampa Bay, but I just don't think they're better than the Saints. And if they get anything out of Drew Brees, and this is his swan song, they will have a nice playoff run. It's up to me. It's up to Drew Brees. He was hurt last year, missed four games, still had more touchdown passes than Patrick Mahomes, despite playing four less games. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
Again, 2 years in a row, you both picked the Saints. Last division to pick, we're picking the
NFC North.
I got Minnesota. I got Minnesota and Kirk Cousins, I believe, at least to win the division. Love the running game. I think they'll be able to replace Stephon Diggs. And they're hungry. And I think Green Bay is still going to be good, but still take a little bit of a step back from what they did last year. I think there's just going to be a little underlying tension there with the fact that they didn't give Aaron Rodgers another weapon to help him out. And obviously they got their eye on their next quarterback. So I got Minnesota.
I got Green Bay, won 13 games last year. There's no reason for me not to think if they can run the ball again, I think this will be a bounce back for Aaron Rodgers. He has a lot to play for. So I'm going to go with Green Bay to win the division again. I'm not buying into some people going with the Lions, worst to first. Somehow, even USC Chris thinks they have a chance to win the division. There's too many teams, and I got to rule out Chicago with the two quarterbacks. It normally never works, so one guy's looking over his shoulder. I'll stick with Green Bay.
All right, guys. Now, before we get to the postseason awards and the postseason, I need three wild card teams from each of you. Chris, we'll start with you.
In the AFC, I got Pittsburgh. I think Mike Tomlin's just a great coach, and I'm glad that last year people really saw it, gave him his just due. To get that team to 8-8 with absolutely no quarterback was great. And I think now Roethlisberger back. I don't expect him to be the Ben of old, but I expect him to be pretty good. So I got Pittsburgh. I do have Houston. I think Deshaun by himself is just – I think he's got something to prove. He's being more outspoken now. I think he's really going to come out and have a great season. So I got Houston. And then I got Buffalo. I got Buffalo. I almost went with Miami. I really did. In fact, I actually had them written down. And then at the last moment, I said, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, you know, midway through maybe they'll go to Tua. But I just think that's too much of a jump for them. So I got Buffalo.
I got the Texans, the Patriots, and the Titans. Those are my three AFC.
So Rob's going with three teams from the AFC South to make the postseason. That's a bold strategy, Rob. And the fact that neither of you guys picked the Raiders means neither of you know anything about football.
That's right.
All right.
Now it just means we're not homers.
Read them and weep, Rob G.
How dare you.
You think a move to a new city going to do it? Please.
Yes, it will. All right. Now we move on. Postseason awards. This is where the money really gets made. Let's start off.
We didn't do the
NFC. Oh, the NFC. We got the NFC. Forgot. Go ahead, Chris, NFC.
I've got Green Bay. I've got Tampa Bay. And I've got Seattle. I think the NFC was easy to me.
I have San Francisco, Minnesota, and Atlanta.
Oh, sound like a Jordan bet.
Atlanta sounds like a Magic City wishing thing kind of Rob wants to see happen.
Nope. It's just one of those. Sometimes, you know, the same teams don't make the playoffs every year in the NFL. That's the one thing about the league that's so great. And I know everybody wants to pick the teams that just played the year before, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Dallas will be that new team.
All right, we move on now to the awards portion. We start off with
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I'm going with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's right, the running back in Kansas City. The dude, I loved him at LSU. I think it was a tremendous pickup by the Chiefs. And obviously they're going to use him a lot. You saw what Andy Reid did with Kareem Hunt. And I think, I mean, Helaire certainly had a better college career. And so I think Edwards-Helaire turns it out.
I'm going to go with Joe Burrow and the Bengals. He'll get a chance to the first overall pick. This is the guy that was unbelievable in college. I think he gets the Bengals to be respectable, and he plays well. So I'm going to go with Joe Burrow.
Moving on.
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I got the linebacker in Baltimore, Patrick Queen. That's going to be a great defense. Typically, the Rookie Defensive Player of the Year is on a good defense, a great defense in a lot of cases. And, you know, there's a lot of other players that the offense is going to have to account for. And I think this guy is going to be able to roam and make some big plays. So I'm going with Patrick Queen, linebacker.
I'll go with Washington's Chase Young from Ohio State, the defensive end. They say he's a monster. I'm going to go with him. He'll be able to do what he can. They might not win a lot of games, but I think he'll play well, and he'll be that defensive rookie of the year.
All right, what's next?
Offensive player of the year.
Patrick Mahomes. He's upset that people mocked his contract. He's coming off a regular season that was great, but not by his standards necessarily. So I think this team, I think Aqib Talib made a good point. They really didn't get to celebrate like most Super Bowl teams because of COVID. So they may not have that hangover. They've been talking a lot of trash. They got something to come out and prove because they've been running their mouths. I think Pat Mahomes comes out and has a phenomenal year.
Lamar Jackson will be the offensive player of the year. Again, he won't be figured out this year. They won't be able to solve him. He'll be able to have his way. And he'll only be a year older with more experience. I think he won't win the MVP again trying to do that. So he'll be the offensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year.
I'm going with Nick Bosa, last year's defensive rookie of the year. I almost picked him for defensive rookie of the year last year, but didn't. Obviously regretted that. I think he's going to have a huge year, and obviously San Francisco is going to be a tough defensive team. So I got Nick Bosa.
I'll go with Myles Garrett, you know, almost ruined his NFL career with the helmet swinging, got a big contract, has everything to play for, prove people that he's just a good football player. So I'm going to go with Myles Garrett.
Well, Chris, fun fact, you did pick Nick Bosa to win defensive rookie
did
of the
I?
Year last year. Yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
Well, good for you. And now
right.
It's time
well,
for...
Yeah, now I feel better.
For
when you're guessing, you usually don't remember your picks.
Now, guys, we're picking the big award next. Know that chances of your guys, Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, winning MVP and Offensive Player of the Year, very slim. So we'll see who you got for the MVP.
Most valuable player.
I got Patrick Mahomes for that as well. He's done how many things? I can't even count them on one hand that few other people have done. Why not this? He's the MVP.
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Aaron, this will be the year, a bounce-back year. The pressure's off. Nobody thinks he can play anymore, and he can just go out there and play. So I got Lamar as the offensive player, but Aaron Rodgers as the MVP.
Now, again, guys, the big pick that we're making right now, the Super Bowl prediction. Chris Broussard, you've got it right. The last two seasons in the preseason, who's winning it all in 2021?
I got the Kansas City Chiefs repeating over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, Patrick Mahomes beats Tom Brady yet again in a big game to win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to have the Ravens over the Saints in the Super Bowl. Ravens win the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is the Super Bowl MVP. There you go.
There it is. Our picks. Mark them down. Rack them. Hold them against us. Those are our picks for the upcoming NFL season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
That's right. He's an NBA champion, former three-point sniper. Our man, Eddie House. Eddie, what's up, brother?
Happy hump day, guys.
That's right, yes, man. Sir. Thank you. We appreciate that. Let's get right to it, man. Obviously, the big story in the NBA right now is the Milwaukee Bucks going down meekly in 5 games to the Miami Heat in the second round of the playoffs. If you're – Giannis says he's not demanding a trade, so – if you were running the Bucks, what would you do this offseason to get them ready for next year to try to win the championship?
I would be in the practice facility with him right now working on his mid-range jumper. That's right. Exactly what I would be right. doing. Because I don't think that there's anybody else except Giannis. This is the thing. If you can game plan a superstar out of a game, then you got to start thinking, is he a superstar? Or is he just another guy? And if you – we all believe and know what Giannis – can be, and we've seen him, but we've seen Toronto do it last year, and all Miami did was say, damn, Toronto showed us the blueprint, and he might get away with being able to beat that kind of defense on any given night, But in a seven-game series, when you have teams that are disciplined, especially when it comes to playoffs, you know these teams are good, well-prepared, they're going to be not giving him the opportunity to get into the lane, and they're going to force him to shoot threes, wide-open threes, and they're going to force him to shoot the ball from the outside. If he's able to get that mid-range game and live in the areas where Kobe lived, the elbows, the Paul Pierces, the Carmelos, in that elbow area, then it opens up his game. The drive will open up, and you just got to be serviceable from three. But you can't look and say, to me, Milwaukee has to say that do they want to move forward with him or do they got to get him some help? But as long as teams can game plan him out of series, that he has to take a look in the mirror.
Rob, let me follow up on. Is it too much? I totally agree on that. That should be the number one focus. But is it too much to ask him also to develop like a post move where he can go plant in the post and get a jump hook maybe with either hand or, you know what I mean? Something he can go to down low and either score or force the double or triple team on him. Is that too much to ask in this day and age?
No, that's not too much to ask. But getting to his jump hook, I think, a lot of times you'll send a guy real quick where he won't get able to have an opportunity to get into his jump hook. That's when the mid-range jumper and having confidence in that comes into play, because that mid-range turns into on the block back to the basket when a double team comes into a fadeaway jumper, a turnaround jumper away from the double team. He has to get confidence in that to make that next. I mean, it sounds crazy to say to make that next leap, because,
right.
I mean, I think, you know, you talk about potentially being a two-time MVP, but we're talking about the fact of getting your team over the hump, and it's glaring. Everybody knows what it is. And, again, he got game plans out of two series. Last year we seen it against Toronto. This year we seen it against the Heat. And those things cannot happen. I mean, we don't talk about superstars getting game planned out of the game. They might not have good games and might not have good series, but nobody game plans and takes a guy out of what he does because of strategy.
So my point, Eddie, would be, along with him, and I agree, having to approve with the mid-range and having some sort of shot that he can go to when they need a basket or whatever, is what you're talking about then has a lot to do with coaching. Is the coaching right? Is it maybe you need to make a coaching change? Didn't Budenholzer kind of have the same issue in Atlanta? They won a lot of regular season games and then stalled in the playoffs. Can we look at him? Can we point a finger at him?
Your former teammate, Perk, called for his firing today. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't ever call for people's jobs, but the thing that I can say is that if you don't make adjustments, you don't start putting your players in position knowing what's going on. And we probably hit on this later on, talking about the Lakers series. I have some more things to talk about coaching and adjustments with that as well. But I think that if you really come handcuffed a little bit as a coach, if a guy's not able to knock down a mid-range jumper and the teams are forcing him to take outside shots, and every time he tries to drive, we know if he goes left, what is he going to do, guys? He's going to spin.
Yep.
And everybody knows that. So now that is his move, and he's been able to get away with it. But when you are in a seven-game series and guys are making adjustments and teams are locked in trying to win championships, there's going to be defenders everywhere, walls of defenders. And before you get to that second level of defense, you have to be able to pull up and hit that mid-range shot to keep everybody honest. And right now, that's the main thing that's lacking. And I think the coach can do as much as he wants to do, but he's kind of, like I said, he's kind of handcuffed and put in a bad position, because there's a facet of the game that this superstar does not have.
Eddie, we got about a minute left. What you want to talk about this Lakers-Rockets series and some adjustments? I assume those will be on the Rocket side, but tell us your thoughts on that series.
Well, last night, if you looked at it, man, that's the way that L.A. played defense. The Lakers' defense was buzzing around. It seemed like they were locked in. They're a total different team when Rondo's on the court. I think it's the first time that LeBron has a point guard he trusts to make plays for him, and he could be a wing player at times and just get out and run in transition and have that freedom of not always having to try to make plays or try to come up with plays, which I think that gives him a lot of freedom offensively. You see Anthony Davis catching lobs, spin out lobs on the rim, at the rim. Rondo was amazing. Now, can Rondo give you that same amount of point production? Maybe, maybe not. And you don't want to bank on that, but that's how playoffs go. Other guys step up. But what Rondo will do, Rondo will lead the team. He'll have them in offensive sets. He'll have everybody prepared in the right position. And their defense are going to be buzzing around because he's going to demand that because he is the catalyst of that. Like when he got that steal from James Harden, everybody feeds off that. And speaking of Houston, to me, no adjustments. And this has been Dan Toney's MO. You know, he just doesn't make adjustments. He's going to go out his way. And we all know that playoff basketball is adjustments from quarter to quarter, half to half, game to game, and series to series. And he's not making any adjustments at all offensively. He's just sticking with what they're doing. He's not – even defensively, he's not making any adjustments. I think why not – hey, why not go to a zone sometimes? Why not play a zone against L.A., you know, against right. the Lakers? Just switch it up. Give them different looks. You keep giving them continuous looks over and over. There was a straight-line drive yesterday. LeBron had James had a straight-line drive layup. There's no way that can happen. That lets me know that they're not on the same page defensively. They're not giving the effort that they need to be given. And there's something going on in there. There has to be some adjustments, and I think that's the problem with Houston is they are not willing to make those adjustments. And it will cost them. If they don't make any adjustments and continue to try to play the same way, they have no shot. They won't win another game.
Eddie, great stuff as always, brother. Yep, we appreciate it, my man.
Yep, no problem, man. You guys take care.
Yep, peace. It's our most controversial segment of the week. Shop Talk is next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It's the iCouple brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommend it. Odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you will not stink. All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And there was plenty to choose from this week, but we decided to go with something near and dear to the Odd Couple's heart, specifically my man Rob Parker. I don't know if you guys saw this. The Golden Girls is making a return. Just not in the way
it isn't so.
Not in the way you think, though. A reimagining. Not even really a TV show. It's like a Zoom special. And it's called The Black Golden Girls.
Oh, my.
Featuring Alfre Woodard, Tracee Ellis Ross, Sanaa Lathan, and Regina King. Now, they're all very established and great actresses. But real quickly, guys, are you on board or are you not on board with The Black Golden Girls, Rob Parker?
Of course I'm not on board with this.
I would think you would be on board.
Nah, because they tried this before. The Odd Couple is my other favorite show. I have two shows. My top two, Golden Girls and The Odd Couple, and they did a black version of it with Damon Wilson and Ron Glass. And
Damon,
it was a bomb.
Of course, was from Sanford and Son.
And Ron Glass was on
Barney Miller.
And a couple other shows. It was a bomb. It was terrible. And it has nothing to do with it being a black version. It's just that it's hard when you have a classic show to recapture it. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you can remake sitcoms. I think you can remake
great
movies.
Ones.
Right, right. You can remake movies, but I can't think of a sitcom. I mean, it's rare that it's done, but the few times it's been done, I can't think of any that have done it well, right? Yeah. And so, I'm just going to keep it real, despite the music and all that. I wasn't even into the original Golden Girls. All right.
Well, you're the only one.
So I definitely, I definitely am not trying to watch a remake. I don't care if they black, Hispanic, Asian, Creole, Louisiana Creole, which is what I am. I don't care what they are. I'm not interested in another Golden Girl. So
racist.
No, what? I'm not racist. They could be any. I don't care what they are. Any kind of human beings. I'm not really interested.
Well, just to tell you how little interest we had on this show, on the Black Golden Girls, apparently it aired yesterday, and we didn't even know about it.
Yes.
So what?
Because it was on Zoom.
It was on
rave
Zoom.
Rave reviews or?
There's some positive stuff out there on the internet, but, you know.
It's just hard
they
to
do. Look, those are all great actresses.
Yes. Very talented.
It's not against actresses. Them. Yeah. It's that once people have seen it done in a great way, it's hard to just buy into people doing it. That's all.
I tell you what, though. There's one show. It's not a sitcom. And I actually thought about this years ago, like trying, maybe even writing it. I never got around to it. I would like to see a remake, like a modern day version of, remember this show, Rob, The White Shadow?
Of course, with Ken Howard.
Yes. I thought that was a great show. I mean, I was a kid, but, you know, white coach played in the NBA, coaching in a inner city high school, mostly black kids, some Hispanics. But I thought it was great. I mean, I think it actually caused some flack because, you know, white guy was the father figure and all that.
Racist.
But, Rob, I thought it was a good show. I loved it, actually. It was my favorite show back then.
I remember very well. What about movies, Rob G? Are we going there or no?
We could, but I just want to say I'm
I don't know why you guys are dissing remakes, considering this show is a remake of another Odd Couple show that existed back in Detroit back in the day. Well, so not all remakes are bad.
That show wasn't a hit, though.
Wow. But hey,
oh, really?
You could argue that this is the Black Odd Couple from Detroit.
This is the Black Odd Couple.
Yeah, it was a local show in
Detroit. So that's like remaking a nice little play, you know, and then putting it on the big screen. I'm just saying this is national. That's all I'm saying. It's a different show.
My co-host wasn't black.
I'm going to text Scott and Don and say we want to be called the Black Odd Couple.
The Black Odd Couple.
Racist.
I thought that if Chris and I did a local LA show, which I thought we were going to do
at
first.
You know you would have gave it the same name.
No, but we would have been called LA's Odd Couple. That would have been the name of the show.
That's cool.
LA's Odd Couple. If we would have done the local show, but we wanted to
do that's what you would have suggested.
And if we would have done a Phoenix show, it would have been Phoenix's Odd Couple.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Hey, I'll just say this. Remaking the one that stands out to me that was like just a movie, and then they remade a classic, right, a movie, was The Wizard of Oz, which is my all-time favorite movie. But I will say The Wiz is so well done that you don't even have to see The Wizard of Oz to appreciate The Wiz. The Wiz stands alone, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, The Wiz was great. The Wiz was a classic. Obviously, The Wizard of Oz is a classic, and The Wiz was a classic. Diana Ross, Michael Jackson.
Both of them are great movies.
Nipsey Russell. Yep. Not Nipsey Hussle, Nipsey Russell. A lot of stars in that. You're right, Rob. That's a good call. You know, they were going to make, remember Uptown Saturday Night? With Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. Supposedly, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence
they decided
were
going to
remake that. Yeah, they didn't do it. I was looking forward to it because I love the original. All right, Odd Couple, we got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.